I am Phil Nee with a look at news. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has provided a critical update regarding a measles outbreak currently impacting Grant, Iowa, and Lafayette counties. As of the latest report, health officials are monitoring a total of 41 confirmed cases and 7 probable cases across the 3 counties. While the situation continues to evolve, authorities have noted specific changes in the case counts within individual counties. In Iowa County, the number of confirmed cases has risen to 35 following the identification of one new case. Lafayette County is also seeing an increase in activity, currently reporting 4 confirmed cases and 7 new probable cases. Meanwhile, Grant County remains stable with 2 confirmed cases, showing no change from the prior update. Despite the ongoing cases, the Department of Health Services has confirmed that there have been no known public exposures reported at this time. Health officials continue to emphasize that the MMR vaccine is the most reliable defense against the spread of measles. Residents of the affected counties and the surrounding areas are strongly encouraged to verify their vaccination status by checking the Wisconsin Immunization Registry. Alternatively, individuals can contact their health care provider or local health department to ensure they are protected. On Friday afternoon around 1:30, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call regarding a UTV rollover crash with injuries on Diamond Grove Road, south of County V in B-Town Township. When deputies arrived on scene, they learned the male driver and a female passenger, both juveniles, were operating a Polaris UTV for agricultural purposes on Diamond Grove Road. Evidence at the scene indicated that while going down a hill, the UTV began to slide on the roadway. The UTV rolled one time, ejecting the driver, while the passenger remained in the UTV. Neither the driver or passenger were wearing seat belts or protective gear. The male driver was transported to Grant Regional Health Center by West Grant EMS with life-threatening injuries and then flown by UW MedFly to Madison. The female passenger was transported to Grant Regional Health Center by Cassville EMS with suspected injuries. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources were notified of the crash and responded to the scene. Assisting at the scene were the Wisconsin DNR, Glen Haven First Responders, and the Bloomington Fire Department. The second annual Richland Area Clues in the News Murder Mystery Weekend concludes tomorrow in downtown Richland Center. Everyone is welcome to take part and help solve this year's mystery, titled Blood in the Dust. The cost to participate is $10 per packet, and the whole family can participate. All who take part have a chance to win prizes. Registration will be held from 10 until 2 on Sunday. The Depot and Information Center is the spot. Later in the day, everyone will find out who is guilty of the crime. Kathy Hamby is an organizer of the event.
Sunday will be the reveal at the Phoenix Center, and there our detective will be there to announce every cast member what their motive was, what their alibi was, and whether their alibi stood up. And then he will eventually reveal the actual person that did it. And after that's all taken care of, we'll start handing out those prizes.
Be a super sleuth and take part in the final day of the second annual Richland Area Clues in the News Murder Mystery Weekend going on Sunday in downtown Richland Center. You can find out more information on the Richland Area Clues in the News Mystery Weekend Facebook page. The event is sponsored by Richland Area Crime Stoppers. If you're looking for great food and family fun activities this evening, several area communities have you covered. In Loganville, the Fireman's Festival has the Lights Out Band performing at 7:30, and fireworks will be shot off at dusk at the Loganville Ballpark. Games, food, refreshments, and more are being offered at the Loganville Fireman's Festival continuing this evening. In Hub City, a bounce house will be on site until 7 this evening. Fireworks will be shot off at dusk, and the Hicks with Sticks First Annual J-Kid Memorial Softball Tournament continues all weekend as a part of the Hub City Car Show at Mick Memorial Park. Casanova also serving a pork and chicken smoke-off prepared by the Smokeout Crew at the Cas Park Lower Shelter tonight. A beanbag tournament, horseshoe tournament, and patriotic picnic table drawing will also be held. Proceeds from the pork and chicken smoke-off dinner in Casanova will go towards shelter renovations. The City Auditorium Board of Directors and Richland County Performing Arts Council are proud to announce the Betty Hayes Baxter Legacy Stage Dedication Ceremony that will be held tomorrow at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. For 80 years, Betty has taught many students how to dance and has held countless recitals on the very stage being named after her. On a recent morning show, Betty and her daughter Cheryl Baxter talked about the first recital that was held in 1951 at the City Auditorium.
It was quite a deal. And then we had rain one night, and the rain came. The rain came in the balcony and went running down the steps in the balcony.
And the kids were on the fire escape trying to get in, and nobody ever got hurt. They had to line up on the fire escape and come in that
all
way.
All 50 dances with all those children, yeah. I had parents out there. And they'd have to open to stay by the doors and everything. But nobody, like Cheryl said, no one got hurt. But they had to come up the fire escapes and go on the stage. When they were done dancing, they went the other side of the stage, went down the fire escapes to change costumes again. There was two dressing rooms upstairs, and the seniors got those. So they always waited to be a senior so they could be in the dressing room upstairs.
Betty's recitals always had a large number of people that would pack the auditorium.
You know, in those days, too, there wasn't a lot of entertainment, so everybody came, you know. So
and there was a big fire curtain that they used to have, and it had a hole in it that we'd look through, and they made an eyeball on the backside of it. So we'd all look out to see who was in the audience. And Mom's first student, Penny Emery, that asked you to start the studio,
right.
She was one of your classmates in Blue River.
Right.
We couldn't start the show until Penny got there. And Penny was always 10 minutes late. So the show always started 10 minutes late. Mom would look out that peephole. No, Penny's not here yet.
Everyone is invited to the Betty Hayes Baxter Legacy Stage Dedication Ceremony tomorrow at 2 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Admission is free, but donations will be accepted to help with expenses for the renovation of the City Auditorium. Today's winners of $100 in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Izzy Ortiz of Richland Center with ticket number 3051 and Arden Olson with ticket number 1376.